Number 18 is from budget amendment from 2011 from the Director of Department of Audit, submitting an informational report titled the 2011 Wauke County Compensation Study. This is also going to personnel and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I have with me today Christine Smith from the firm of Baker Tilly. We hired Baker Tilly to be the independent evaluator of our compensation, and we should also note that they partnered with Coleman Williams for independent verification of both their methodology, their data collection, their analysis, and the conclusions. We got a PowerPoint here. I know that the morning is getting on. We're actually into the afternoon, so we'll move through it with some deliberate, not speed, but with some, yes.
Less than 10.
Yes, yes. And at the end of the presentation, I would like to offer a suggestion or an approach that you might want to consider with this informational item. Looks like we're almost there. Go ahead.
I'll just introduce myself, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here. You probably know the financial auditors from Baker Tilly who have presented in front of you many times. I represent the consulting side of the house at Baker Tilly. And just want to give you a brief overview of the work that we did relative to compensation. The study itself, what we were asked to do, was not a compensation, a comprehensive compensation study, as you might know it, looking at adjusting pay levels. What it was meant to do was to actually be a market study that helped you to compare total compensation for your employees here with others in the public and in the private sector. And as you can see, we compared the employees here to the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, and then local private sector employers in the area. The factors, the components, when we talk about total compensation are twofold. On the one side of the house is actual compensation, things that you're familiar with, such as salary, special pay, incentive pay, overtime pay. And on the other side of the house is the benefits, you know, any kind of benefit that's received in terms of a leave, an insurance, retirement, etc. So when we talk about total compensation and we're making comments about how total compensation compares, these are the factors, the elements that went into that. In terms of the sample of county employees that we used, as this was not a full compensation, comprehensive compensation study, we did not look at every single position. So it was really important that we got a very representative sample of your workforce here within the county. So we ended up looking at 20 position titles, of which there are about a little bit over 1,000 employees in those position titles. It was about 25%, represents about 25% of your workforce. So that we felt was a valid sample for us to be making the conclusions that we came to. Full spectrum of types of position, both in terms of skill sets, levels, pay levels, professional, non-professional, and exempt versus non-exempt. When we talk about the various positions within the county, we talk about two position categories. We talk about low pay and high pay, and that definition is right there. Low pay is anything less than $47,000. High pay is anything more than $47,840, and I've given you some examples of what types of positions fall into those two categories. So the actual comparison itself, as I said, was with the entities, the state of Wisconsin, city of Milwaukee, and then based on information we got from the Economic Research Institute database, the Milwaukee Area Compensation Study database, and the Towers and Watson Benefits database that we had access to, as well as discussions with HR professionals within the city, the state, and in some cases, kind of a sampling of private sector HR people as well. To make sure that what we were comparing to was apples to apples or as close to apples as we get without doing a full-fledged study, we put together a comparability rating in which we used a scale to make sure that we had some sense of how comparable they actually were, and then we weighted that scale when we actually rolled them into how we figured out total compensation compared. So if it wasn't a great match, you wouldn't get as high of a weight. If it was a perfect match, that salary level, then we'd get a higher rating. So what we concluded as it relates to salary only was that the pay ranges at the county tend to be narrower than the pay ranges in the state and the private sector. So there's less opportunity in terms of differentiating pay over time or differentiating pay based on experience, et cetera. When looking at the lower pay category and pay only, the county generally offers lower salary ranges than other entities. So when you're looking to recruit entry-level positions, that may impact your ability to recruit initially for some of those lower pay category positions, so the assistants, the clerks, et cetera. When looking at the higher pay category, the county often has the most generous entry-level salaries, so at the minimums you have the most generous, but then as you go up towards the maximum, so as people have more experience or they've been here longer, you tend to be average or slightly below what's going on in the market. So that's just looking at salary level. You've got, you know, lower long-term earning potential as county employees. This chart here just, again, graphically depicts those points. It's in the PowerPoint that you have in front of you and in the study as well. And it shows you the specific breakout, so you can see exactly where the county falls relative to each one of the other entities. The state tends to be the highest, is what we found. Then in terms of benefits, we look specifically at benefits, and what we tried to do was to give each benefit a monetary value. So let's say you had 100 hours of leave that were offered. We tried to give that a monetary value based on someone's actual salary level, and we did that for every type of benefit. We did not look specifically at, like, health insurance plan coverage amounts, so we didn't try to compare, you know, how much you were getting in each one. That would require a much more robust study in terms of time and fee. But we did try to take a look at what the employer was contributing to each individual's benefit, sort of value or benefit option. And then we also looked at benefits assuming a non-union new employee. We didn't try to get into the, you know, what's happening with some of your more tenured employees. We kind of looked at what kind of is going to be in the market going forward for you, given some of the changes in your benefits programs. So in looking at the benefits package, your benefits package in sum, it's the lowest of the private sector, but it's consistently more generous than the private sector, which I think, you know, a lot of you probably heard about the studies, the other studies that have been done. The county offers the highest amount of leave hours among the comparable entities. However, in looking at sick leave, you offer less than other public sector entities. There was some analysis also that is in the report that we've included by the Internal Audit Department that looks at the actual cost, out-of-pocket cost relative to healthcare. And the county, when you compare across all entities, does have the highest out-of-pocket cost relative to others. So in looking at the work that we actually did, just a couple of comments. The county has the highest maximum annual leave allotment and allows the highest amount of rollover, so that 360 and the 120 are higher than any of the other others who offer those sorts of things. But the annual sick leave allotment is actually lower than the other public sector employees. Private sector employees tend to have more PTO banks where they roll everything into one and there's not a specific sick leave allocation. Then as it relates to employer contributions for the other benefits, insurance, disability, retirement, et cetera, the county as an employer contributes the least in terms of health care premiums with the exception of the private sector. In terms of the private sector, you contribute about twice as much as what's contributed in the private sector. And then the county's retirement contribution on behalf of employees is the second lowest when compared across all the other. The only one lower is the private sector again. This just gives you a little bit more detail specifically about leave term if you have more questions about leave hours. And I think we are right now seeing some of our clients looking at PTO within the public sector as an option to maybe do a better job of controlling costs relative to leave. In summary then, in total, when looking at total compensation, both salary and benefits, the county is lowest in terms of total compensation for the lower paid positions, so that low category, the clerks, support staff, et cetera, and you're second highest in terms of total compensation for the higher paid positions, second only to the state.
Any questions, supervisors?
If I could then, Mr. Chairman, the item has been referred to personnel. It's before you as an informational item. I would suggest that as the standing committee with jurisdiction on issues of compensation, we would encourage when we present to personnel that they take a next step with this report. And to us, that next step would be to work with the administration, which, as you know, has put a 2012 initiative into the budget to do a more robust job of managing compensation. We need to be more data-driven. I think that the budget that you all voted for reflects that. We need to be current with our information because, as we all know, this is a moving target. And we need to use it to make good decisions on how we recruit and retain, compensate. So I think the action item ought to be having the new HR director sometime in the middle of the coming year come back to personnel and or finance and audit and talk to you about what we're going to do to become more competent at using data to make decisions that affect our workforce and our ability to produce results for the taxpayers.
Supervisor DeBruin?
So moved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Chair, excuse me. This is for personnel, or we're going to make this motion right here?
Well, Mr. Chairman, yes.
Well, we can't make anything final before finance.
Mr. Chairman, I would just suggest to you that it's here because you're the audit committee, and audits
right.
need to go through you. But substantively, the issues that we're dealing with are those of personnel. It's both. I mean,
we
it's always
recommendation
yes.
to personnel.
Yes. And it's not, I don't believe it's on their agenda for this month, so that's why I wanted the opportunity to work with that committee and advance the issue.
Okay. On that, yeah, there was a motion.
Just
yeah. So on that motion, Madam Clerk.
On the motion, Supervisor DeBruin?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
And Mr. Chin?
Aye.
Motion to recommend personnel work with the administration to do a robust evaluation of compensation and have the HR director come back in the 12th.
Yep.
Approved. 4-0.
Thank you.
Next item.